We are live from the shores of Wrigley Field in beautiful downtown Wrigleyville, Chicago, Illinois. It's the Bing and Bong Show with our very special guests, Ryan Sandberg, Rick Sutcliffe, and someone's trophy. And maybe Huey Lewis. And now, here's your host, Bing and Bong!
Hey! Go Cubs, go!
Hey, Chicago, what do you say?
Cubs are going to win today. They won! Yeah!
Yes.
Right now, Cubs are ahead of the Orioles 8-1.
I've been watching it.
We're hitting. We're hitting.
Yeah, we're hitting. Finally hitting.
Hey.
Yeah.
We're hitting stride here.
We're on the shores of Lake Michigan.
Where'd you say we were?
It's the shores,
shores of
Wrigley Field. I didn't see Lake Michigan.
Well, don't forget the lake. I swim in that lake. Come on.
Oh, that's swim. Right. You're stand up paddle.
Let's talk about this.
Hey, guys, let's bring out our special guest.
Okay, that's well, yeah.
There we Sut and Rhino.
All right,
come on, let's go.
Let's go.
Look at these. Cubs legends here.
Jimmy.
Hey.
What a pleasure. I've got a problem with Bong, though. He still left me hanging on that high five.
Okay.
Bongo.
Watch out.
That's the only exercise he gets these days. What are you doing?
What are me and Jimmy over here? Chop liver or what? How about us? Are we invisible over here?
Yeah, but we have two microphones in there.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We got a margarita, too, huh?
Well, it's a little, I don't go up there.
Okay, okay.
What was your pregame
routine. It wasn't that. It wasn't that. I understand that's yours. That
can
wasn't
you describe mine, what that is?
Well, you know, it's just, what's it, the second time we played
mine
here?
Was mine was day baseball. We had day baseball. A couple
Jimmy,
things of coffee.
Mine was margaritas. That's why he's in Cooperstown and I'm not.
Yeah, but you on the side, young.
I yes,
got
he
here.
Absolutely.
Hall of Famer, Cy Young. And then you provided me much entertainment in my early Chicago days here, you know. And then I was in your era there, that too.
Can I tell a quick story? Rhino will tell you.
I'm not going to stop
1984.
I
never talked to anybody the day I pitched. But you know that. I didn't even talk to you when I rode to the ballpark. But you sang the national anthem at the playoffs.
Yes.
And I came in and I heard you singing. I'm like going, if I don't shake his hand now, I may never get another chance. And I walked over as you came up. I stood up there and shook your hand, and like it was a thrill.
Well, you know what? Somebody posted that this morning, and went kind of viral on the internet. Was that 84? Because Steve Goodman had passed away, and they had called me. I think Jay called me and asked me if I would sing it. And then I'll tell you
very little notice.
I had very little notice. I'll tell you a very quick story because I came into town. Plus, this is not an easy song to sing. If you don't start low, you will make the folly reel.
Well, I don't even start it. I don't even go out there, so I don't even.
So I was practicing, but I was in my hotel room practicing, remembering the words, practicing going low, and I sang it. I sang the national anthem about 20 to 24 hours. I got up early in the morning, sang it again in the shower in full volume, sort of covered me. I walk out of the room, and this guy opens the door next to me, and he's going, "What kind of crazed wild patriot kind of is out here?" I said, "It's okay, I'm doing the Cubs game today." So I'd sung the national anthem for about 20 hours next to this guy's room. But
you
I nailed it.
Jimmy, you know that Rhino and I struggle singing Take Me Out to the Game.
Yeah.
They rated the all-time worst three, right? At Ditka, because he was hammered. And then, of course, it was.
Where were you? Where did you play?
I sang it. There was a day.
Frank, called Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah, that's why you got bad ratings.
That's why.
Yeah, you got to know the words to have high ratings.
That's Frank Marshall, our assistant director here.
They said
that.
Hey, guys.
Yes, get in here. He just.
Jimmy, hey, Sut, how about this? 84 was a big year for the Cubs. First time we got back to the playoffs.
Right.
Who sang the national anthem in San Francisco opening day? Cubs Giants.
You!
There he is!
Get out of here!
There he is!
No!
Yeah, oh yeah.
So basically you cursed the Giants.
Acapella as well. Acapella as well.
He cursed the Giants that year.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
That's okay, we won Giants.
So Huey, how is it out there?
It's awesome.
Yeah?
It's unbelievable.
You had a good time?
unbelievable.
Yeah, did you have a rot awesome. In the middle of the show or anything like that?
No, no.
No, it's
they're
amazing.
Ready for you, man. They're
this is Wrigley.
Got you guys.
They're ready to go.
You got the margaritas going, buddy.
Well, the amazing thing about it is, second time, it sounds good after.
That's a post game.
I mean,
that's good.
Built as long ago as what? Hey, what you doing there?
Woo!
Oh, you're done. I gotta go to work. Okay. Right.
Yeah. Right.
There's no viewer mail tonight, right, Mr. Producer?
Let's keep talking, guys.
Just,
you know,
oh yeah, stretch it out.
Rhino, show me a new ring you got.
All right.
Now, Chubby's gave it. Rhino a ring. I don't know why.
Well, time out. Time out.
Huey.
Huey, there you go.
What's that other one you got there?
What is Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame ring. Whoa. That's
and
that's
you know what? You know what's important tonight?
This is
tonight?
A tiny little thing.
You know what's important tonight, Huey? Front row, right here, the red tape. In the front row.
You're backstage, too.
What do you got?
I got front row.
No problem.
Thanks a lot, Rhino.
How'd you get
you got it.
Hey, what a guy, right?
You got it.
Gives me his ring. What a good guy. What a good guy.
It had everything to do with Frank's, the reason I'm in the front row. Look at this right here.
Hey,
huh?
I'm telling you. Look at that.
I'm fainting. Oh, my God.
How many of those have you hoisted there, Rick?
I've got two of them. I got a 1981
yeah.
That I actually participated in.
What, did you drill somebody?
Was he money in the clubhouse?
Yeah. Well, the four other days when he wasn't pitching.
Got it.
When he was pitching, you couldn't even look at the guy.
Okay. Oh, how about?
I played every day, so how's that work?
How about when somebody would knock you down and I was pitching? What would you do?
Absolutely.
He'd come in and tell me, hey, take care of that.
No, I barely had to say anything.
He had my back.
Here's the thing, Jimmy. I never would have hit Huey because I had a rule. I never hit anybody that I knew I could get out. Frank, I wouldn't have hit you, Frank. I would not have hit you.
I want to know one thing. So did you play with him on the Bombers team?
I did. Listen to this. I went from him as my second baseman, Ryan Sandberg, Hall of Famer.
To him?
To Frank.
Frank could hit, though. I just told Frank could hit a little bit.
He told me out here
he could hit.
I designed my plan as a Cub to have them hit the ball to him. Right. When I played for Mark Hamas Bombers, I designed it so they didn't hit it.
We get the truth and comes
you,
out here.
Exactly.
With the trophy, the truth comes out.
Why do you bring that glove?
Yeah.
You had the best chest in baseball, Frank. It was for charity.
It was for charity. That was a charity gig. That was it.
Jimmy, thank you for coming to Wrigley Field.
Hey, man. Yeah. Thank you for all the years of watching you guys play.
This is going to be awesome.
One of the greats. One of the good guys.
We were in the cathedral.
One of the great guys.
Wait, come on.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, man.
Hold on, Jay.
Come here. Get in here.
Hey,
Jay. Hold
on. Hi, Jay. Wait, can you put your forehead on dim? Is that lighting good for us right here?
How you doing out there, guys?
This is one of the great guys.
Ferris Bueller. Stay up.
Is it Wrigley?
Good to see you guys.
What, there's no hockey today?
No hockey.
Too hot for hockey. Too hot.
Cups with you tonight.
I forgot the cups and I apologize.
Well, we could drink out of that. Whoa. We could drink out of that. We filled that thing up a couple of times. So,
well, there's going to be a margarita in this one.
I know. I just want to thank Chicago, you guys, the city, everything for believing in music and baseball and sports because it's a great town and we're going to go kill it.
Let's rock. Let's rock.
I'm ready to go.
Let's rock. All right.
Thank you, Rick Zepplin, Ryan Sandberg, Jay Clark, you and Bud. Let's go to work.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thanks, man. Great to see you.